Good morning, everyone. We are reading in Book 6, the Book of Fate, and Canto 2, the Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain. We stopped on page 444. At line 263, we will begin to read today with the line, "There is a clamor of battle, a tramp, a march." This is the very moving, mysterious canto in which Sri Aurobindo explains to us the marvel and the mystery of pain. The first section of the canto was a series of anguished questionings from Savitri's mother. How can all these dreadful things happen in the world? Why do people have to suffer? And particularly, why does my beautiful daughter, Savitri, have to suffer this strange and unfair fate? And last week we had a look at the first part of Narad's answer to her. He explained first that the divine presence is everywhere, but we don't perceive him because of the veil of matter, the veil of mind, the veil of our feelings and our desires. And so we need a teacher to help us discover that ever-present divine sun. And we need the world's dread teacher, the creator, pain. Because we are in a state of ignorance, we have to suffer. And our suffering, our grief, is a cry, it's an appeal from the darkness to the light. Because we are in this evolutionary process, pain was the firstborn of the inconscience. When matter begins to wake up to life, the first experience, the first sensation is painful. Even that potentiality of pain is there in matter, but when life awakes, then it emerges. And pain plows the first hard ground of the world drowse, the sleepiness and unconsciousness of matter and of the first life. But because of pain, the stimulus of pain, a spirit, a conscious spirit, woke up or emerged from the clod, the solid earth of matter. By pain, life stirred in the subliminal deeps. And then through that, it turned, consciousness turned to look on the world that has been made. At the same time, for us human beings, pain is the hammer of the gods to break the resistance in our hearts, that inertia that we've inherited from our evolutionary past. If the heart were not forced to want and weep, his soul would have lain down content, at ease, and never thought to exceed the human start, and never learned to climb towards the sun of full consciousness and the divine presence. And then he goes on to explain the condition that the earth is in, what we experience now. This earth is full of labor, packed with pain. Labor has a double meaning. It means all the hard effort, but it means also the effort of giving birth. The earth is giving birth to the divine life, the divine presence in matter. No. So the earth is suffering, but she suffers with joy. She accepts it because she knows that this is the only way that a new creation can come. And he says, the earth is full of the anguish of the gods, the cosmic powers, the great spirits who are involved in matter. They can't enjoy that immortal freedom of the higher planes. They have to travail, they have to work, driven here by time. Their task is to work out the eternal will and shape the life divine in mortal forms, in forms that die, are subject to death. So for that reason, the will of the eternal has to be worked out in human breasts, against everything that resists, against the evil that rises from the gulfs, from the deep places, the lower levels of consciousness, against the world's ignorance and its obstinate strength, the way that everything clings to its ignorance. His will has to be worked out against the stumblings of man's pervert will. Our will is twisted because of the ignorance, because of the influence of the lower vital, the evil of the gulfs. The stumblings of our will against the deep folly of our human mind. We think we are so clever and we are so stupid. The deep folly of the human mind, and against the blind reluctance of man's heart. Mihong asked about this, the blind reluctance of man's heart, which clings to the little happiness it has and longs for other happinesses that it imagines and is unable to open up to the higher possibilities. So the spirit is doomed to pain until man is free. That's where we stopped last time. We can read on from there. Would you start, Margaret?
There is a clamor of battle, a tramp, a march. The cry arises like a morning sea, a desperate laughter under the blows of death, the doom of blood and sweat and toil and tears. Men die, that men may live and God be born. An awful silence watches tragic time. Pain is a hand of nature, sculpturing men to greatness, and inspired labor chisels this heavenly reality and unwilling mold. Implacable in the passion of their will, lifting the hammers of titanic toil, the demiurges of the universe world. They shape as giant strokes their own. Their sons are marked with the enormous stamp of fire.
Thank you. So we are here in this relatively protective and blessed place, and we are not often directly aware of all these terrible things. But if we look around us in the world, that's what's going on, no? A clamor of battle, a tramp, a march. Of course, the forward march of evolution, but also the march of all the armies and all the sufferings that it causes. So from the earth, a cry is arising like a moaning sea, a cry of anguish. There's also a desperate laughter under the blows of death. We seem to be caught in this doom of blood and sweat and toil and tears. And Narad explains why. Men, individual men, die that man may live, that the race may continue on its journey.